The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out. Still some of us.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Flock, Sock, and Barrel. My name is Jason Spies. I am broadcasting live here at Frisky's in Odessa, Texas. Being joined with special guest host Ashley Smith with Truckers Against Trafficking. How are you doing there?
I am great. Thank you for having me here.
Well, did you have a good 5-minute break?
I did.
Okay, good.
Well, I had some french fries. Life's good.
Are you ready for our next guest?
I am.
Our next guest is running for the Texas Senate out of District 31.
Correct.
District
Very good.
31. Look at me. I retained it and everything. Well, during these election seasons, I get so impressed when I can remember the different districts and everything, and then the measures. I can't even imagine what the voters go through, let alone everybody else. And we'll talk about that in a minute too. And we do appreciate you coming on here, because really that's part of the issue, is accessibility and just creating an awareness about some of the issues, because it just seems like so many people are in a trigger world, and so much cancel and woke and all kinds of different things. So, Ashley, thank you for joining us to bring kind of a social side to this with Truckers Against Trafficking. So, first of all, you've got Mr. Kevin Sparks here. Kevin, how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, by the way. We were talking for the last hour before we got on this podcast, so we forget that the audience wasn't with us.
Right.
So, Ashley, I wanted to just ask you, you know, you've got Kevin Sparks here, who's not only... I don't know your role with the oil company.
So I'm president of Discover Operating Inc.
Okay.
We're an oil and gas drilling and production company.
Okay, so I knew you had an energy background, and I wanted you here for that reason, because he does have an energy background. So the sex trafficking is something that he is aware of, and he has some thoughts on. But also, he's running, and this is exactly who you need to talk to. So this is an example of you, a nonprofit, getting some time with someone who's going to be, well, I believe he's going to be out in Austin. I don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here, but that's kind of what the idea is behind this. So I appreciate you coming on to talk a little bit about, we can talk a little bit about your platform, but also some of the social things that are happening here.
Sure.
Down in the Permian Basin, because let's be honest, that's really why people are here. Live and work with their families, and they want a safe community. They want to let their kids go to school. Remember the old days? We used to walk home from school, and that was okay?
We did. I was just visiting with the sheriff of Ector County a couple of days ago, and we were kind of recounting our childhoods in both Midland and Odessa. And, you know, we rode our bikes everywhere. I mean, we were getting miles and miles from our home, and, you know, our only boundary was how long did it take us to ride back and make sure we were home by dinner time.
And that was really the kind of the thing, is that you had to call, because back then they had phones with rotary dials on them, you know, that were stuck to the wall. That's right, kids, your charger didn't leave. You had to stick your charger against the wall. But you had to basically, you left in the morning, maybe had an apple and a sandwich packed, and you went out. And if you didn't make it home by dinner time, you had heck waiting for you. But at the same time, if you called, you're having dinner over at John's house or something like that. I don't know if you ever got the ability to grow up in that world.
You know, I'm originally from Houston, so born and raised in Houston, and we had a little bit of that. So not fully in that space, but I remember summer times, my brother and I would stay home, and then for some reason, I remember we would watch Wheel of Fortune, Unsolved Mysteries, and then we would go a mile to the community pool and spend like 4 or 5 hours there until mom got off of work. So we had a little bit of that, but it was also... we couldn't do it alone. We had to have a sibling with us. We had to have that understanding. So it's kind of at that cusp of the world changing, before internet, before all of that stuff. So it's just a different world these days.
Well, when I was a kid, we were joking one day that the bikes, you know, and you go and you create, you explore, you know,
right.
You're Lewis and Clark. We would, because of Fargo, we're a border state, right? And we have a river between us. We would go on the train tracks over the river as kids. now the National Guard would be there right. in a second. And so we thought about that. We're like, that might be the last generation of kids that really had that type of, and I'm not talking about metal playground equipment, but that was a time when that was there. So the world has changed, and that's where we're at. The world has changed. And Kevin Sparks, I'm glad that you could join us, because what you represent is bringing change to the government, really. And I find it funny that we almost have to send people into the government to receive less government nowadays. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, government, you know, government by its very nature, its inclination is to grow. And so the only way to stop that or impede that growth is to have people in the government and their intent is to try and give that power back to the people.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the trafficking. Personally, the homelessness is what I was first championed as like a child and continued along with my career. And so this has been an ongoing passion of mine, socks and creating some awareness and that sort of thing. The trafficking is, Ashley introduced it to me in, it was in May of 2000, of last year, at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference up in the Bakken. And I didn't realize the issues on the Fort Berthold Reservation and some of the Native American communities up there, which are preyed upon, really, at the end of the day because of the lack of resources and et cetera. Talk to me a little bit about the trafficking, and then you've got some other passions as well. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about. You know, the homelessness, which we all know has been going on for a long time. I go back and forth with the mental health part of homelessness. A lot of veterans, and I have a hard time calling that mental health when you've gone to war and you have a hard time readjusting, because your world is completely different than someone else's, and you live that world, and so to call that mental health, that's a slippery slope too. So I just wanted to make sure I clarify that, because I do have a lot of passion for homeless people, and of course we have the whole medical prescription issue with a lot of the homelessness too. So Kevin and Ashley, we'll give you a second, a moment. Let's talk about some of your passions. You're a guest here. Talk about some of the passions that you've got, because I know you guys are involved in some ministries and et cetera.
We are, yeah. So on the social side, you know, one of the things that Texas really has had the spotlight shined on it is the foster care system. Our foster care system really is completely overwhelmed. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of community, and I think communities really are first line responsible for the people in their community. It's one of the things I love about West Texas and the Panhandle is you still see those communities stepping up, just like we're taking donations for socks for homeless people tonight at this event. You know, people still, companies still give back to those communities. Foster care is one of those situations that I believe a community-based foster care system, where it's the individuals, it's the churches in those communities that are providing shelter for those kids that unfortunately have wound up in difficult situations at home.
And that's something that's so important, is finding ways in your local community that you can make an impact. So here, there's some people that they can donate socks, and that's going to have a positive effect. Some families can open up their home as foster parents, or even churches that can train people.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code OTIS. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
That's what love is. Like, that is
the type of things that are. Who am I that I would push back? Is that the loving thing? You made a bit for me to lie.
All right, let's go to the phone line where we've got Mr. Bill Shanahan joining us with the Energy Rogue. Let's start off by a quick little pitch, elevator pitch. You know, floor three is fine for the Energy Rogue. What is it?
Energy Rogue is the ability to understand the energy markets. And what we do is help you bring tools to you so you can actually learn to do it yourself instead of relying on other people who sometimes are extremely expensive. And the rogue part of us is the fact that we do it pretty much on the cheap.
When you say tools now, we're talking about information and insight and connections and all that stuff, huh?
We're talking about everything. We're talking about everything from data that comes in various different charts to helping you understand the data, to helping you interpret when data lines cross over and what that means, if it means anything.
Yeah, has the world of analytics really caught on in oil and gas like it has in baseball and NFL and some of those other places? Because really, that's what we're talking about at the end of the day.
Well, that's exactly right. It's data mining. And what is interesting, in the world of oil and gas, we've always used data. Where we've seen most of it happening recently, especially in the last 5 years, has been in the drilling side of it, and where people are able to actually get data for these horizontal wells and be able to interpret logs and interpret their things. What we bring to the deal is the understanding of the markets, and to understand also that the price is not the market. There's more to the market than just looking at a price. It's understanding which way the market's going, why it's doing that, and if it intends to change around, and what makes it be bullish or bearish.
You know, that's actually one of the, I don't know if we want to call it an unintended consequence or what we want to call it, but up here in the Bakken, which would be my home shale play would be the Bakken if we're going to stay in sports talk here. We've got this, you know, this layered library. Back in the 50s, the governor had some pretty good foresight, made all the oil companies put a core sample on, you know, on public record in the library. So up here, it's totally a commodities game. And that's why I came up with the idea to have the conversation that, you know, is energy becoming ag at 2.0? Because really up here in the Bakken, they know where they can drill by price point and et cetera. And is that, you know, a lot of that has to do with just knowing the information, and which is a very good positive, because that takes a lot of wildcatting out, knowing where the stuff is and where you can punch a hole and what kind of chemistry is needed. Do you guys get that far in depth, or, you know, I mean, is it mostly just financial stuff? Am I talking crazy at this point, by the way, to you, or where are we at?
No, actually, what you're doing is you're beginning to understand the market is more than just a shallow one pitch thing. I mean,
I'm talking so crazy I'm making sense.
Well, what you're doing is you're talking so crazy that you're starting to make the market make sense.
Oh, look at that.
So the Bakken is a good example. I mean, you know, the getting oil from where it's priced at WTI Cushing to the Bakken, it's either pipe, rail, go to the local refinery there, which has limited capacity, go to the other refineries in Park City, which have a limited capacity. And so the key with the Bakken was not finding the oil, was getting it to a market.
Right. It's extremely controlled at the end of the day because of the lack of distribution to the market, without a doubt. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but when it's controlled like that, it becomes a little bit more predictable due to some of the information that's out there. You know, Montana, that's one of the things that they were talking about in their state government is, you know, getting more of these core samples and information on file, which is a sticky wicket, really. You start putting some of the oil companies' intellectual property on record, and boy, that could be the difference of dollars and cents. And really, that's what we're talking about here is in the world of oil and gas, especially, let me repeat that because I kind of slurred a little bit, In the world of oil and gas, you know, just that every little bit of nugget of information can mean the world of difference, because we're talking about big dollars here. Big dollars.
Big dollars. A lot of times, you know, people look at it and say, well, that's only, you know, a nickel difference in the price of gas, or it's only a 50 cents difference in the price of oil. But when you start multiplying it by the time of volume we're talking about, so let's say it's a barrel of oil, you say 50 cents, you got 400,000 barrels going through, that's $200,000 a day. So if you keep increasing by $200,000 a day, after a while it becomes real money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And really, that's what Energy Rogue does, really, right? It helps you understand the market a little bit better, so you can, you know, increase your bottom line, whether it's drilling or extracting or even playing the markets, really. Isn't that what the Energy Rogue's about?
It is, and we actually go a little bit further than that. If you've got a business that is dependent on the oil and gas price, and you don't know what that price is, then how do you do planning? Let's say you're a frac company and you're dependent on the price of oil and gas and you don't know where the price is going. If you could figure out saying, oh, well, in the next 3 years, the price of gas is going to be this, or the price of oil is going to be this, then you're able to make strategic plans. And all we want to do as Energy Rogue is provide people with tools and data to be able to be successful in their endeavors.
Let's talk a little bit more about Energy Rogue and some of the ways that you guys will challenge the market and also assist the market. I'm going to be interviewing one of the authors to this Bakken study that I sent you a text on last week. It was, has the Bakken peaked? And it just talks about some ducks and some of the drilling sites and the sweet spot, and if you will, and et cetera. And what was your takeaway on that? The interview got rescheduled to tomorrow, so I was supposed to interview the author this morning, but we rescheduled it to tomorrow. I was hoping to have some more information for you for our interview, but you had fired back a couple questions for me to challenge the author on, which is, I thought, great, because that's what you want Energy Rogue to do. You want to go through some thought exercises and to make you think in different ways so you can make the best decision based on the information at hand. At least that's how I interpreted that.
Well, yes, you know, that's sort of the rogue part. We're just a small group, and our business team, our founding team, though, between all of us have about 75, 80 years of experience in actual the market and in operations. And so we challenge things like that all the time. There's always a question when we're working for other companies. We challenge that. And one of the questions I was talking to you is that people say, well, they're running out of ducks. And I told you, I said, we're supposed to run out of ducks. Ducks is like a can of cash buried in your backyard. It's no good unless you dig it back up. You know, so it's not really worth anything till you actually start doing something. And in fact, what it's doing is you've invested money in that duck and you're getting zero return. So the longer it's not completed, when you start looking at the, you know, net present value of money, you literally could lose money by waiting too long to produce that duck.
How about let's talk a little bit about the world of innovation. Do you guys track much with some of these innovative companies? Like, we're going to be interviewing a company who does work in the Bakken, who's challenging that study as well, because they've got some new innovative products to help increase the duck numbers and help increase some of the other enhanced oil recovery numbers and that sort of thing. So, you know, we see these studies all the time that either speak a little bit of doom and gloom or hesitation, but I look at the world of innovation and boy, whether it's big data or just some of these other things coming into play, innovation sure is making the drilling costs go down and down on its own as well. Is that still happening, or is inflation taking that out?
It happens every day. There's always some guy working in his garage saying, you know what? If I weld something here and put another thing here, I've increased the efficiency of this tool by 25 or 30%. You don't see them. They're not in big companies. They're actually doing it. However, the big companies are the ones handling the big data, and they're coming up with different ways to be able to be more efficient every time. You should always think of the small guys in the oil and gas energy.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question, know an expert, or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open, and what I see in you is something they don't. You already know that.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. This is U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, as we approach the Christmas break and the advent of the new year, I believe it's instructive to take an inventory of the year that was. So in honor of the holiday season, let's take stock of the first year of the reign of Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi. In fact, in the spirit of the season, I'm going to call this recitation The 12 Biden Blunders of Christmas. The first blunder that Joe Biden gave to us is a free big government socialist agenda, otherwise known as the Democrats' Build Back Better plan, designed to pass with no support from, or frankly, really input from any of these pesky Republicans. Time and time again, Joe Biden and his Democratic toy makers have parroted the claim that their big government socialist agenda costs zero. Zero, can you imagine? A piece of legislation designed to give away trillions of dollars but doesn't cost anything. But perhaps they have some elf dust that makes it possible. Obviously, this isn't true. Analysis by non-government, nonpartisan groups, including Penn Wharton Model and the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, did an analysis and concluded that the cost was much, much higher, like just under $5 trillion. A recent thorough analysis based on the history and the traditions of Congress and spending by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office agrees. The Washington Post fact checker even gave Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen two Pinocchios when she repeated the same bogus claim that this bill would cost nothing. The second blunder Joe Biden gave to us is hiding from media reporters and not taking questions. It's kind of unbelievable to me. It's hard to imagine that the leader of the freest country in the world, in fact, the leader of the free world, is afraid to take questions from the Fourth Estate, or that his staffs are afraid of what might come out of his mouth. Mr. President, freedom of the press is enshrined in the First Amendment of our Constitution on purpose. Yet on David Axelrod's podcast, the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, actually admitted out loud, quote, "A lot of times we say, don't take questions." The media in the United States is not supposed to be the mouthpiece of the government or its leaders. Transparency is essential, essential in our exceptional self-governed system. Now, I'm not the President of the United States, but reporters who work in the halls of this Temple of Liberty, and of course, reporters back home in North Dakota, know I'm always willing to engage. I don't hide from my votes or explanations for them. I'm not scripted to the point of resigning my own thoughts or opinions or even mistakes and decisions. No, North Dakotans elected me, not my staff. And Americans elected Joe Biden, not his staff, not some buffer of bureaucracy. He has the responsibility to be accessible, and the media has the responsibility to demand it of him. But the slippery slope doesn't end here. Now, the third blunder Joe Biden gave to us is the White House deciding what is, quote, misinformation. In a news conference, Jen Psaki said, we're flagging, imagine this now, this is the White House spokesperson, we're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical experts who are popular with their audience with accurate information. So we're helping get trusted content out there. That's frightening language coming from a spokesperson for the president. It sounds an awful lot like the United States government colluding with the media to decide what in fact counts as fact. In fact, reading between the lines on this one, it seems the White House is playing the ultimate arbiter of truth. And if this seems a little Orwellian, well, it is. It is. And while it's easy to see why Ms. Psaki might conclude, and frankly other Democrats, that they in fact control a state media, the fact is they don't. Give the American people some credit here. They're smarter than being spoon-fed information from the West Wing through their elfin folk at Facebook. The fourth blunder Joe Biden gave to us is raging inflation from pumping trillions of free dollars into the economy. We all saw the writing on the wall when Democrats and the Biden administration pushed for $2 trillion in, quote, COVID relief in March, just 3 months removed from the bipartisan $900 billion relief bill. This was a total partisan, reckless $2 trillion. It came at a time when there was obvious economic recovery coming out of the pandemic. And now Democrats want to spend nearly $5 trillion on their Build Back Broke plan. To put these massive numbers in perspective, the sum of these two bills, just these two bills, is more than the United States government spent fighting World War II. In 2019 dollars, the United States spent $4.69 trillion over the course of just under 4 years to fight and defeat Nazi Germany and the Axis powers. Liberal and left-of-center economists, including Larry Summers and Jason Furman, sounded warning bells early this year. But Democrats forged ahead, sending inflation to levels not seen in nearly 40 years. They continue to insist that inflation is transitory, but Americans know better. Americans paying more and more for everything with each passing month know this is more than transitory inflation. The fifth blunder Joe Biden's cabinet gave to us is Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' assessment of the southern border crisis. Remember the hordes of illegal immigrants camping out under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas? Don't worry, Secretary Mayorkas said as he lowballed the numbers, citing approximately, I think, it's about $10,000 or 10,000 or so, 12,000. It could be even higher. Actually, conservative estimates have the tally upwards of 15,000 people. And while we're talking about the crisis at the southern border, it's important to note Joe Biden has made multiple claims that he's visited the border. But guess what? He hasn't. The Washington Post fact checker wrote, quote, we cannot find evidence that Biden at any one point made a visit to the southern border in his many decades of public office. It's as though he thinks if he says it, somehow that makes it true. The problem is lying doesn't make the lie true. I've been to the border, most recently about 6 weeks ago, and I can tell you it's bad, and I can tell you it's a crisis. Our customs and border patrol agents are completely overwhelmed. I went on a ride-along and an aerial tour of the Rio Grande Valley and visited the Donna processing facility where families and unaccompanied minors are processed. If there's any takeaway from seeing this firsthand, it's this. There's no way to adequately understand the magnitude of the problem or the severity of the crisis unless you see it with your own two eyes. And so I implore the president, who has held elected office nearly uninterrupted since 1973, please visit the southern border and acknowledge what is obvious to everybody else. This is a national crisis. The sixth blunder Joe Biden gave to us is a new kind of border wall. Yeah, not the wall we need to secure the crisis on the southern border, which has seen record numbers as nearly 2 million people have attempted to enter the country illegally under Biden's watch. And by the way, this is just the number of illegal immigrants that have been apprehended by our CBP heroes. Now, that's more than twice the population of my home state. But according to Secretary Mayorkas, a border wall is an affront to, quote, get this, it's an affront to humanitarian relief. Obviously, the ranchers and the innocent American citizens living and working near the border don't qualify for this humanitarian relief. And yet, his agency secured and awarded a contract for nearly $500,000 taxpayer dollars to build and install a fence around Joe Biden's home in Delaware. What kind of humanitarian relief does Joe Biden's beach mansion need, Mr. President? The seventh blunder Joe Biden gave to us is our $450,000 settlements for illegal immigrants, just for being illegal. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report this absurd plan. While North Dakota families and businesses are struggling with inflation and skyrocketing costs on everything because of Joe Biden's spending policies, his administration wants to hand out hundreds of thousands of dollars to illegal immigrants. In comparison to the $450,000 proposed payout for illegal border crossers, the United States government pays only $100,000 to the families of soldiers killed in service to our country, and people who are wrongly accused and incarcerated in federal prison are eligible for just $50,000. That's right, $100,000 if you die defending our freedom, but $450,000 if you violate our freedom. Now, when confronted about this, President Biden said this was not going to happen, but he was quickly corrected by his own White House and the Justice Department. So negotiations are ongoing, so we don't know what any final number will be. I've helped sponsor legislation and amendments to prevent this policy from ever being implemented. Last thing we need is another incentive for people to come to our country illegally.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Never should a joker catch my eye, but I looked over and I caught some feelings. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydream.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Night Fire Specialists.
This is Ken Lavin with Merch Manufacturing.
And this is our friend
Cody McDaniel with Canary Wellhead Services.
We're at the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo here in the Bennett Center down at the fairgrounds. Man, huge turnout. This is presented by SOAR, their educational arm of the OERB. So thank them for having us out. And of course, Jason Spies and The Crude Life. We're part of being correspondents for him. And man, at the end of the day, our mission really is just to introduce our friends to you.
Cody, show what's out there.
Yeah. Tell me about yourself. How'd you get in oil and gas?
Well, you know, I actually started out at Canary as the receptionist.
just trying to get my foot in the door there. And they realized that I had some sales experience, so they moved me over into sales. And I've been successful helping Canary pick up customers and helping our customers' needs ever since then.
How long have you been there?
I've been there about 7 years now.
You've been successful. Everybody knows you and loves you, so I'm glad you're here. And
another lady in the industry.
Yes.
Leader ladies.
Yes. Leader ladies.
I'm married to one.
I swear. Oh, yeah.
Tell me all about Canary. What do they offer the oil field?
Well, we offer casing heads, tubing heads, multi-bowl systems, speed head systems, pinless systems, your frac stacks, independent heads, your production trees.
Tubing hangers?
We do have tubing hangers, ESP systems as well, and our new Canary tension hanger is really flying off the shelves right now. Other than that, you know, we go out there and we assess the situation, see what it is that the customer needs, and provide them with the equipment and the service to go along with that so they can have a successful well.
Yeah. And y'all have been successful. They've been around for a long time.
A very long time.
How long has Canary been around?
You know, we have been around since 1984. Mr. Chappell and Mr. Blevins started Canary a long, long time ago. And they are actually still in the picture with us. Mr. Blevins goes and he does all of our fun stuff, does all the golf tournaments. Mr. Chappell comes into the office still at least once or twice a week. He's still very much a part of us. So, good, you know, guys. It's great guys. Great guys. They've taught me a lot.
Yeah. So, what's your moneymaker? What really sets you guys apart from the other service companies out there?
Well, to be honest with you, our service team. We've had the same service guys, same valve techs at Canary for 15, 20 years. So what sets us aside is that we know our service hands, moms, dads, cousins. You know, we are a very close-knit family at Canary. So you're not just a number when you come over to Canary. We actually are a family-fit company. And all of our guys, very knowledgeable. They've had a lot of education poured into them by Mr. Mark Lazon. He is their leader for the service team. And really, you know, we get service hands and we commit to them. So we pour a lot of time into them and let them know that we want them to stay at Canary. And customer service goes a long ways. So we go out there, you know, we introduce ourselves, and customer service is our number one requirement out on location. And that really sets us aside from a lot of companies is customer service. We actually want to hear and listen to what our customer needs are and fulfill that need for them. So
being a customer for many years in the industry, I can personally say the same. Y'all are absolutely amazing. So to get this amazingness, what does it take? What do they need to do? How can they get in touch with you guys?
You know, my you can call me at 405-519-9482. My email address is cmcdaniel@canaryusa.com. You can always reach out to me. You can always call the office. I always answer my phone 24/7, day or night. It does not matter, and I will take care of every need that you have.
You're on LinkedIn, too?
I am also on LinkedIn as well.
Good.
Okay, I got to throw one thing in there. Can I get the elusive Tweety Bird hard hat sticker?
You know what? I have one of those left, and those are worth gold. So
I know. I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. Guys, give me support. Show me support. Tell her to give me a sticker. I want one.
I have one sticker left. So
just print some more, will you? Print some more. We got friends.
I'll do my best. I will print some more of those Tweety Bird stickers, yes.
I haven't had one in like 15 years, so my old hard hat.
Yes. Cody, hey, thank you. I'm honored to know you, and I'm glad you're here.
Hey, I appreciate it.
That's it. That's what we do, everybody. Take care. God bless. See you next time. Peace out.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
I never let the joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Matt Hill. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG conference, and I'm getting to introduce people that I meet to you out there. This is Lee Kristinick with Equus Energy Partners. Lee is the past president of the AAPG, and I just wanted to introduce him to you. Lee, how'd you get into this industry?
I got into the industry a long time ago now, but started out when I was a kid in third grade. We went out and looked and found a fossil. Later on, we went, this is down in Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's flat, it's broad, there's like nothing there. But I could imagine the ocean coming across, and we found fossils that were from the ocean. Okay, great. Later on, we went up into the mountains in the Rockies in Denver, near Denver, and I found the same fossil in rocks that were straight up, but beds were straight up and down and 13,000 feet above sea level. That told me that the world was a very different place back then, and I've been looking at why the world was that way ever since. That's what got me into rocks.
Wow. And somewhere along the way, you discovered there was oil and gas in those rocks.
And I found out there was oil and gas in the rocks, and there was money to be made, and there was an opportunity to keep the lights on for all of us in America.
That's what our industry is about. I mean, all these amazing people really are just, you know, the good hearts and souls are like, look, yeah, it's profitable, but we all do stuff that's profitable. This is a way to contribute energy to the planet that's reliable.
Ultimately, our game is to keep the lights on, to make sure that people can get from one place to another, to be able to have a lifestyle that's worth having.
Yeah, I like being in the woods, but I like my camping gear in the woods.
I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah, it's right now, if we were to turn off all of America's energy 100%, and all of us went back to living in the trees once again, the impact on climate would be about 0.14 degrees centigrade in the year 2100.
Nope, I'm good. Let's see. I'll stay warm, I guess. you're here to give a talk on environment and climate change. What's that talk and what it's about?
Well, the bottom line on the talk is that if we look at the basic data, I don't claim to be a climate scientist, and when you do get into somebody else's science, you run the risk of misinterpreting what's going on. But what I can do is I can look at a simple XY plot, X meaning frequency of something or intensity of something, and looking across at being able to see, here's what it did in 1800, here's what it did in 1900, here's what it's doing now. And if we look at that with regard to hurricanes, what we're seeing is, in general, a decrease or relatively flat behavior on the average hurricane. Hurricane maximum size intensity is not increasing. And the same thing can be said for tornadoes, for floods, for rains, for almost all the things we hear, heat waves. The biggest heat wave we've had was during the Dust Bowl era, within the 140 or so year recorded history we have for climate. So the bottom line is that a lot of what we hear in the news is good for clickbait for the news, but it's not necessarily accurate relative to the actual data itself. And I'm taking that data from NOAA, from NASA, from good governmental sources.
So when we read articles, we need to discern where those sources are coming from.
Yes, and the question of normative science comes in. So normative science is when we take a situation and we say, here's a scientific observation, now I'm going to twist it just a little bit because I want to push a particular political or policy belief.
Well, the narrative out there, and staggeringly what the politicians want to do is push policy that's against our industry, that's not going to help the climate.
I can't say that it won't help the climate. The question is, will it help the climate in a way that's measurable for the American people or for the world at large? The answer is we're looking at many tens, probably hundreds of trillions of dollars being invested in doing something that may not really be very doable.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.
I see that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you?
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.